זה, איך לא הגעתי ברגליי היפות לרמת העיני המסורתי פיסון רגב שוב תיסה מהסוף יום שוב תישן סיטל העם אני קיבים בעיני מן אגלי לעול דדיע איך פוסו השמיים איך הרמתי ידיים על הוסרה תקווה מעל הארץ הזאת
הלו, שלום, מרחבה, welcome, or should I say, thank you for welcoming me into your home. At long last we meet. We embark on a journey together. I'm Karen from Jerusalem. Have you been waiting long? I mean for the package I sent you. Maybe it even slipped your mind that it was on the way? When was the last time you received the package from Jerusalem? Do you have it with you?
Don't open it yet.
You've held back this long. It will be just another moment, I promise. Is there light coming through the window in your house? Or is it already nighttime where you are? Jerusalem is very different at night. Come to think of it, every place is entirely different at night. Maybe you've chosen to set out on the journey in a moment of transition. If only I could spend more of my life in the transitional moments of sunrise and sunset. Within those boundaries. In the stitches that the day brings. So it's strange to set out on a journey from your own home, but not in your own language, right? Or perhaps we're children of the same mother tongue and nothing could feel more natural to your ears. English is my mother tongue. עברית היא השפה שאני בחרתי. Hebrew is the language I chose. A tongue that I acquired through great effort. At night, I dream in both. It depends on the dream. And who I'm dreaming about. The people you'll meet today are some of my favorite Jerusalemites. Folks who help me make sense of this crazy place. And even find hope in it. The boundary dissolvers. What on earth does that even mean? Well, I can tell you that they're wildly different from one another, as you'll soon discover, but they share certain significant commonalities. These are people who live along the stitches, along the seam lines. People who act from within the beauty and the wounds of the city. They're my preferred way of discovering Jerusalem. The city I've been living in for some time. Not the one from the movies or the holy books, though I like that city a lot too. For these people, Jerusalem is a significant part of their own story, and a big part of my story. I don't know where Jerusalem fits into yours, but to be honest, I'm very curious. And I'm even more curious about the boundaries in your life and how you relate to them. What boundaries do you sanctify? And are there those that you dissolve? Boundaries are a reality in Jerusalem and in the world generally. They can't be eliminated entirely, and I personally wouldn't want them to be. But the really interesting question is to what extent a given boundary can be dynamic, flexible. Which boundary should you grapple with? And which should you preserve zealously? But wait, there's something here that crossed several boundaries to reach you. It's time to open up your package. So take out everything that's inside. Place it all next to one another. Did you discern a scent emanating from the package or its items? Is the scent familiar? Do you see the item that's wrapped in golden paper? Open the wrapping. This is your travel diary. On the cover is a place for your name. Write it down and say it out loud. You can whisper it if you prefer. Maybe I'll even manage to hear it. You can see me on page 5. Sitting on the steps outside my front door just after I sent your package. Now turn to the middle of your travel diary, where you can find the journey map. Open it up. And don't worry if at first it's hard to get your bearings. We'll take it one step at a time. This is an emotional map, as you can see. On the bottom right is the map key. Did you find it? So emotionally, how are you setting out on this journey today? As if from an open field, maybe by crossing a very clear boundary, or floating on water, or from deep within a fortress. I placed myself on the top left of the map with a beating heart. Now place yourself and your emotion on the map. This is your journey. You are the protagonist. You will meet people along the way. You'll encounter different places. Take from them what you will. In some of the places, you'll choose to linger. Others you may prefer to skip and just keep going.